Portions of This Is Americans Live, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This Is Americans Live, listen to more episodes of This Is Americans Live, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
Kangaroos are just rabbits on steroids. That's what genealogists were claiming. Not that they had any background in rabbit genealogy, but they were taking a stab at it. And this is the outcome that they came up with.
A lot of people were critical of using a sort of like common phrase like on steroids.
Right.
That kind of approach lost us a little credibility as far as like getting the work published. But once we did establish that, yes, kangaroos were indeed like rabbits on steroids, we went back and we worked with some different scientists who focus on lagomorphs, which we all know are rabbits.
Everyone.
Did you find you had a harder time getting people on your side because in your first article you said, why are rabbits juicing and it's not carrots?
Yes. We were taking an attempt at humor.
Right. Which is not what our strong suit is.
No.
No.
We spent the first 3 months just trying to come up with some humorous approach to the study.
And we don't really have a vast knowledge of drugs in general, so that's why everything is steroids.
Yes.
Steroids. Yes. I mean, I don't even know what else is out there.
For well, someone else said that maybe it's on cocaine or maybe it's on methamphetamines.
I don't think you pronounced that first one correctly.
Cocaine?
Cocaine. Oh, yes.
Yes, right?
Cocaine.
Right. Not cocaine.
Oh, no.
Which is the ingredient in Coca-Cola. A lot of people don't know that.
Right.
They kept going on and on about the pronunciation of cocaine, not really focusing on the real rabbit in the room. The fact that they were trying to start a whole new science that didn't even exist.
Well, I think an otter is clearly a weasel on steroids.
Yeah. And a giraffe is a horse on steroids.
And a rat is a mouse, several mice actually on steroid, wearing a rat suit.
Yes. And a man is a fish over millions and millions of years of using steroids.
You think maybe the fact that both of you guys lost your jobs at the big major lab, you're just trying to find a way to make money by creating studies or studying things that nobody really cares about because you're just trying to make an income?
Well, that question was like a statement on steroids.
It really did feel like an indictment of our dignity on steroids.
This is Americans Live. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy. Our special guest contributor for this episode is Brian Husky. In our show, we'll be using our trusty random sentence generator to bring you a story in three improvised acts. This week's theme, duality. Everything that you think you know about yourself is always the opposite side of the spectrum to your personality. There's a dark and a light, a happy and a sad, a Batman and a Bruce Wayne. Stay with us.
You were going to say Robin.
That was good.
Act one. The secret ingredient to his wonderful life was crime. Nobody knew, not his family, not his friends. Everybody else, he was just a neighborhood guy who had a family and a regular job. But at night, Thomas had a habit.
Artie, I'm sorry. I just got a call. I gotta go out.
Well, I just set dinner down.
I know, but I got a call.
Oh, my
Dad, are you gonna help me with my homework or?
No, Daddy's gotta go out again.
Dad just came back home from being out.
I know, but I have a very important errand. Run.
Well, what I could help you with it. We could do it after dinner as a family. That would be fun.
That would be nice. Let's do that together.
Let's do that. We'll do
it's
that
very
with you.
Time sensitive.
Let's do it now.
All right. We could pick up some food. I can just put this back in the. It's a casserole. It's easy to store. That's why I make so many of them.
I just don't want to do it right now.
Oh, okay. We're going to do this now.
I don't want to do this now.
The family needs time together.
Are you guys getting a divorce?
No, sweetheart. We're not getting a divorce.
Are you sure you're getting a divorce?
No, we're not. Just sometimes adults have responsibilities to their family, and then they have responsibilities to mysterious things that they never explain.
I'm never going to leave your mother. Oh, my phone's ringing. Hello.
Hey, where the fuck are you?
I'll be there in a little while. I'm just trying to...
Did you ask him where the fuck he was?
Yeah, it's like fucking... Hey, you said you're going to meet us like fucking... What time is it right now?
Was that Benny in the background?
It's 6:15. Yeah. He said he'd be by 6:15 or 6:15.
Tell Benny that I'm going to be there at 6:15.
It's not only Benny. There's Benny.
And it's Jerry.
Jerry's there. Lewis.
It's Lewis too. Yeah, we're the triplets.
They all sound the same. You know that.
Yeah, you know that.
All four of you. I'm trying to get rid of the family.
Give me the phone. Hey, listen, this is Jerry, all right? You get your fucking ass down here right now, all right? You don't. The kid and the girl, I don't know if you're married to her. We've gotten into that part of your life, exactly. We haven't talked. We haven't bonded yet. We've been working.
Of course I'm married to her.
Are you? Okay, well, then congratulations. But she will go down, too, so you get down here.
I'm trying. Yes, I'll be right there. Not criminals. That was not criminals.
I wouldn't assume you'd be talking to criminals.
I mean, that was...
Hey, Dad, what? Is that your white van outside?
Hold on, I gotta make a call real quick.
I guess I'll put the casserole back in the oven. It seems like it's going to be one of those nights.
Please do. Just to call this work thing.
Do you have your wire?
Sometimes.
Okay, don't do that. When you do that, it hurts my ears because I'm wearing a headphone.
Did you ask him he's wearing his wire?
Is that Jimmy?
It's Jimmy. Yes, that's Agent Jimmy.
Terry there too?
Agent Terry's here too.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Is Barry there?
Barry's here.
You got the twins and then the other one?
Yeah, the sidekick, Barry.
All right, all four of you just hang tight.
Look, I had to bring Agent Barry because, you know, if I don't bring Agent Barry...
What does this button do?
Hey, siren!
You guys, do you need me here for this? I just was calling to tell you that you should probably move the van a little.
I want you to understand something.
What?
You have to deliver to us what we asked you to deliver to us. Otherwise, our deal's off, and you don't get the legal deal.
I'm in a little bit of a pinch here. I've got...
All of us are in a pinch, but you know who's going to get pinched? You, my friend.
Okay.
Sweetheart, this is the last thing I'm going to say to you. If I leave this casserole in the oven any longer, it's going to be dry. All right? It is going to be a dry chicken Caesar casserole.
Okay, just...
This is the second time the chicken's gotten dry for the Caesar casserole,
all right,
Dad.
All right, you know what, family of mine? I say we all sit down to a nice, quick family dinner.
There we go. There we go.
Quick.
And son... That's how you have a healthy relationship. You come to see what your partner and your dependents needs are.
It's a quick dinner.
All right, let's join hands and have a quick prayer. All right?
Okay, quick. Oh.
Lord, our Father, who are in heaven and also in each of our individual hearts.
Thank you very much for the food.
Thank you for the food and for the protection we feel from our home, our community. And now I'd like to... pass it off to my son, who I know has a few things on the table, like a new girl in his life that I know he would love to pray
about. I'm sure she's great. We could just...
I like her a lot. You know, I think that she likes me, and I think that maybe that if I, you know, do better with... I think that we could be...
If you let her know who you are.
I let her know who I... I can't remember what you told me. Let her
know who
I
you
am.
Are, how special you
how
are.
How special I am.
And that you have a golden heart that God has touched himself.
That I have a golden heart and that God...
has touched you.
Has touched him. Touched
no,
me.
Touched her heart. Sorry.
Touched my heart.
Yeah, definitely say it that way.
I think there's fire outside. I got to run outside real quick. You know what? Put a pin in that. I'll be back in a second. I got...
And amen. All right, I'll slowly serve the salad. Here we go.
It was clear that he was playing three sides of the coin. His family, the FBI, and this organized crime syndicate that he had somehow organized on his own, not knowing that he had started his own mafia.
All right, I'm looking for four good guys who can pull off some heists.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
My name's Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas, you don't walk into a pool hall and just say, hey, I'm looking for three guys. Or what did you say, four guys?
Yeah.
I'm looking for four guys.
And say, I'm looking for four guys to do, like, a what do you, to do what?
I know you just come up, like,
Like, I don't even know if you're criminals. I'm assuming you're a criminal because you're in a pool hall playing pool in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful to us.
I'm offensive.
I feel like we got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Let me just give me 1 second.
Hey, can I give you a tip?
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Thomas. What is your fucking name?
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
How about some fucking manners?
Yeah.
No, note to self. Have more manners.
Uh-huh.
Introduce myself first.
Hey, why are you saying that into a tape recorder?
I'm not.
What are you, a doctor? You're wired.
No. Of course not.
You're some kind of Luddite who's got a Walkman?
Yeah.
No, I'm just scratching. Just scratch a little bit.
Oh, I know.
Scratching and tapping.
All right, I get it. You got a pacemaker. I don't work with fucking weak-hearted pussies like you.
Okay. Well, I like to blow into my chest every once in a while and tap it.
All right.
We all have our thing.
All right, let's start this over because we're a little up on the cocaine right now.
It's cocaine.
No, it's cocaine.
It's very much cocaine.
I think that he's pronounced. Could you tell me how you pronounce that again, but say it into my chest?
You know, the word, independent of any other usage or relationship to my life, you just say it. Cocaine.
Okay, but can you use that word in a sentence?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, my name...
I'm saying the word cocaine.
Can you state your full name and then tell me what you know about...
Yeah, sure. Here I go. My full name is Vinny the Zipper Partucci.
Right.
And this is my dog, Cocaine. I actually am thinking of that name as for a dog. It's fun, right?
You know what? Let's start fresh. Let's go around the room.
Uh-huh.
Everyone tell me their full names.
Literally the entire pool hall? There are 30 dudes here.
Just you four.
All right.
The triplets and you. Go around the room. Tell me your full name.
Uh-huh.
Use the word cocaine in a sentence, preferably one that would indicate how often you come in contact with
All right. I'm Joseph, also known as Joey Bones, and that's Vinny and his brother Vitti and his brother Vici.
Yeah, we changed our names recently.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah. We were Jerry, Benny, and Terry, I think.
There's a cover name.
Can you four hang back for just 1 second?
Sure.
They have changed their names. The triplets have changed their names. I repeat, the triplets have changed their names. I repeat a third time. The triplets, they changed their names. Again. Hello?
They left me in the van.
You had to repeat several times because the only agent that was available was Barry.
Where are the rest of them?
They went out. They said this guy doesn't know what he's doing. I think they went out for In-N-Out.
Barry.
Huh?
Is there a pen nearby? I need you to write this down for them when they come back.
Well, let me look around.
Okay. Gotta make it quick. These guys are scared.
Yeah. Okay, I got one.
All right. Thank you, very special agent, Barry.
Thank you.
Can you write this down, please?
Yeah.
The triplets. T-H-E.
Oh, yeah. E-D-A-E.
T-R-I-P-L-E-T-S.
Trout. I'm gonna approximate that.
Just write the number 3.
3?
And then draw a stick figure with an angry face.
On his face or somewhere else?
Just to make sure there's a frown in there so they know that those 3 equals they're bad guys.
Oh, sad people.
God, how am I going to get this guy to
write? Why are you talking to yourself like that?
Blow. Scratch. It's the pacemaker.
This guy's obsessed with cocaine.
Yeah,
he said cocaine, blow. What's up with you?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
You got a problem?
You're right. I am obsessed with cocaine. I sure do wish I knew where to get some. Barry, write this down.
Okay.
Eventually, Tom.
Thomas.
Tom. Eventually, Tom was successful in...
Thomas! Yeah. Call me Thomas, for Christ's sake.
This is my fucking show.
Oh, my God.
Eventually, Thomas.
Yep.
Was successful in rounding up 4 criminals to work on his team. 3 of them are triplets. They were on their first job, casing a joint.
All right, here we go. Outside Geraldine's Packing and Shipping. I hear they have a safe in the back.
Why'd you just say we're outside? We know we're outside of Geraldine.
Yeah, I know how I got here.
I know where I'm sitting.
What the fuck you told me that?
I like to narrate my own life.
That's weird.
You know,
yeah, here's me narrating. Yeah. I don't know why the fuck he's doing this. It's making me feel a little weird. Maybe I'm gonna fucking put a pill in this guy's fucking head.
You know what I like to narrate? Either one. I'm pooping or I'm making love.
I hear you doing it in the bathroom all the time. Both things.
Yeah, both things, right? And I'll let people know what's going on. I'll say, here I am in the toilet. And here it comes. Oh, here comes that magic rope coming out of me. You know, some people don't like that kind of talk, but it helps me. It relaxes me. And the same thing for the lady. You know, when I'm in the lady, it's like, here comes my magic rope, that indicates my penis.
I like silent pushing.
Up? Huh?
For both things.
Focus up a little bit here, guys.
All right.
What? You're the one who started talking to yourself.
Yeah.
I was talking to all of us. I was talking to the world's a stage. I was talking to the audience that is the rest of the world.
All right. Look, all right. We're at the shipping place. All right.
Yeah.
What you said there's a safe in the back.
Yes, there's a safe in the back. I am trying to think of how we should break in and crack that safe.
Wait.
I wish I knew if anybody had some experience doing that.
I feel like this is a pool hall question.
I know. Serious. What? You don't come to the event and be like, how are we going to do it? You know what? Have you ever done this shit before?
Yes.
What? Name some jobs you've done. Some recent ones.
Yeah, name some jobs.
Yeah.
Name a job.
Name one job.
Here's a gun to your fucking head, fucko. Name a job.
Nice narration.
Thank you.
Geraldine's Car Wash?
Geraldine is not part of it, like a... Oh, hold on. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. This is my private phone.
Hello, this is the Zipper.
It's Agent Barry.
Oh, hey, guys, I'm sorry. It's my niece. It's her quinceañera. I gotta take it.
Tell her, what do you say for her quinceañera? Congratulate, happy
quinceañera? Get out of here, gringo. All right. Hello?
Did he tell you what he did?
Listen, I'm on it, okay? He's about to, we're at Geraldine's shipping.
You know what happens if you don't get the information. You go to jail.
All right, but bye, sweetheart. I think that dress sounds great. That was my niece, you know, quinceañera.
Hey, you know, I gotta tell you. Your niece sounds like somebody I know.
Oh, really?
But nobody.
Hey, the fuck you know?
What the fuck? She's a 15-year-old. Say you know my niece?
Yes, I know a lot of...
You know
15-year-old girls.
Oh, shit. I'm holding a knife to your neck now. This is me narrating.
Yeah.
You fucking take that back.
I'm really
scared. That knife's
scared.
Got a serrated edge, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, fine. I don't know your niece. I gotta make a quick call.
That's fine.
Give me just one second.
Hello, this is Barry.
Hey, Barry. Thomas here.
Yeah, I know. I saw it came up on the ID. I got your picture on there.
Thank you. Uh-huh. So hey, I was on the job here.
I know. I see you. I see you on the screen.
Okay. Am I the only informant you have, or are there others?
I can't tell you,
Barry.
I mean, you knew when you were coming into the informant game that you might be killing your best friend. I mean,
Barry.
What?
You're a good boy. Tell me if you're working with other informants.
I'm not in a position. I mean, you could talk to my higher up if you want to take that risk.
He decided to call the FBI 1-800 number. He spoke to the first operator.
FBI.
Yes. Is this the main operator?
The English press one.
Oh my.
The Spanish press two.
English.
You have reached the FBI.
Oh my God.
To speak to an agent. Press one.
I thought I was one.
Enter your zip code now.
9-4.
I'm sorry. You've exceeded the time limit.
Oh my God. How do I go back? Agent. Agent. Agent.
Hello, FBI. What's the nature of your national emergency?
Hi. My name is Thomas.
I know who you are.
I do know who.
Caller IDs, dumbass.
Oh, you have my picture?
Yeah. It's pretty easy. It's called Google.
Oh. Anyway, I'm out here on a job and,
I know.
All right. On a job. I'm working with these guys. I suspect they might be.
I know.
This guy named Barry. He, I'm working with him. He's my liaison, one of my liaisons specially.
I know. Special Agent Barry.
Why don't you just tell me what I'm going to say?
You're finding out if Barry is working an angle on you, if he's working with two independent undercover operatives. Yeah, we're on top of it. You're not Thomas, and you're coming dangerously close to having the thing you don't want to have happen to you.
Wait, what?
Proceed with the execution of the procedure, and if you do not by week's end, well, we all know what's going to happen.
Oh, God.
Thank you for calling the FBI.
Oh, hey, I'm already done.
To take a part of the survey, please press 1.
Okay, I'll take the survey.
Were you happy with your agent's level of service? Press 1 for yes, 5 for absolutely not.
Let's give him a 4. No, wait, a 2.
This is the agent you're just dealing with. I just saw you gave me a very low rating on your...
I didn't mean to. It's because they have it set the opposite way.
It's pretty easy. One, being number one, the best. Just like in any ranking, number one is the best. And 5 out of 5 would be the worst. And you chose 4, which is towards 5.
I was just kind of paying attention. Come on, you know me.
Sir, you can take it up with a review board. You can sort of post a statement as to why you misunderstood the very simple-to-use rating system. We can examine it and see what the council thinks.
You know what? I'd like to take it up with the review board, actually, if you don't mind.
I'm going
to
give you a 1-800 number for that.
God. Okay, write it down.
1 800.
Right.
FBI.
Okay.
Help.
Well, I didn't have to write this down.
It's not my problem. Some people can't remember these things.
Well, why would I? Okay.
What was it?
1-800-FBI.
Okay.
Yeah.
Help.
All right. Good talking to you again.
You don't have to say goodbye.
Thank you for calling 1-800-FLOWERS.
God damn it.
You didn't write it down, did you?
Did he call the 1-800-HELP, the FBI help?
Yeah, I don't think he wrote it down. So you're calling him. Did you want flowers, sir?
No, I... You know what? I would like to order some flowers, because there's an agent that I kind of perturbed by...
Do you want to order flowers or not?
Yes, I would like to order flowers.
As an apology flowers?
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to order two sets of flowers. One is an apology set of flowers, and the other is for a quinceañera.
Okay, sounds good.
The first one is that goes to... You know what? Just make it out to agent, comma. You're going to want to write all this down.
I don't need to write it down. You remember it.
It's me, Thomas. Thank you for your excellent service, which I... meant to give a 1-4, period.
Yeah.
Will you forgive me, ? Love. Should I say love?
Whatever you want. It's your dime, sir. Is this the quinceañera or is this the apology flowers?
Obviously, it's the apology flowers.
I don't know. Some people like to send apology flowers to quinceañeras. Some people don't.
Jeanette, I'm going to go get a Jamba Juice. Do you want one?
Can you get me strawberries wild?
Sure thing.
Small, please.
Good luck with this one. Thank you. Piece of
work.
Will there be a survey after this call, just out of curiosity?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The other one, dear 15-year-old niece, comma, happy at quinceañera, love, Thomas. XOXO. Can you get rid of the XOXO, actually, please?
Put just happy quinceañera, love, Thomas?
Yes.
Great.
Flowers are sent. Clearly, the lady didn't write down the right letters. He sent the wrong flowers to the wrong person. Agent Barry got the quinceañera flowers.
Oh, what? Why? Ooh. Huh? These taste good. Hello, Agent Special Agent Barry.
Yeah, hey, Barry. You might have gotten a confusing bouquet and note recently. Just want to kind of clear it up a little bit for you.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I thought this was a message from a Mexican cartel saying that I was going to go down. I got very concerned about it.
Wait, what?
If you get a bouquet for a quinceañera and you're a male, especially an adult male like me, ooh, that's like your head on a tortoise. You know what I mean?
Your head on a tortoise, which is a turtle on steroids, by the way. Just so you know.
It's a Breaking Bad reference.
Oh, yeah. With
Tortuga! Are you saying you sent this to me?
I honestly, Barry, full disclosure, I really didn't know the quinceañera flower bouquet thing meant that you were going to die.
Hey.
I didn't mean to do that. Frankly, I'm glad they were sent to you.
Yeah.
Because if they would have been sent to the...
The phone line started scrambling. Thomas couldn't get his full message to Barry. Barry started piecing it together, realized Thomas must be the head of a cartel. So Thomas immediately went to his bosses and put Thomas as the top 5 wanted men.
Say what? Come again?
Wait, you mean Barry?
I had to move the story along.
No. Yeah, but you mean Barry put him as the head of the top 5. You said Thomas did it.
You said that Thomas...
Let me just get this story straight.
All right, thank you.
I know what I'm doing. I'm the fucking host of the show.
All right, sorry.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you. How long have you been listening?
Since the first episode, the one about the guy who made his own pants.
We actually have that episode in the archives.
For fuck's sake.
The episode with the pants.
Which one?
Episode 1.
Yeah.
About the guy who made his own pants?
The guy who made his own pants.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
I've been making my own pants for coming on 9 days now.
You ever wear one of the house without pants while you're making a pair of pants, or you always have a pair of pants that you're wearing?
It is interesting that you should say that, because that happens to me literally every one of these 9 days I've been making my own pants. You been watching me?
At this point, the show had gone off the rails to such a degree that Barry got behind the board, and he started narrating it, and he was trying to establish that, okay, he knew that Thomas was head of the cartel because of the mistake, but the host, Ari, he said it wrong the first time, and it took way too long to explain that situation.
I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Are we going to get to hear me take the survey for the flower shop? Because I was kind of looking forward to hearing that.
On top of everything else, I don't even know how you got to this predicament.
Thank you so much for using 1-800-FLOWERS. We'd love to have your feedback.
Yes.
If you are highly, ecstatically appreciative of the attention that your representative gave you, press 1, 2, or 3.
Jesus Christ.
If you're somewhere in the middle where you can't quite decide how you feel about it and maybe need a little more time,
Try 4, 5, 6, or even 7. If you're vastly disappointed by the experience, any number combination might represent this, from 8 to, let's say, 1,000.
Oh, should have written that down.
At any point, if you'd like to leave your response after the tone, do so.
Oh, great.
Flowers.
Hi. This is Thomas.
Who are you calling?
I'm leaving a message. He said after the tone.
Yeah, I didn't hear the word tone. Sorry.
No, he said after the sound, after the sounder. I heard it. It was flowers. So I was leaving my review. Quick question, Ari. Will there be a survey at the end of this show?
About what? My performance? Or yours?
Just, you know, the experience in general.
Sure. It'll be a letter that comes in the mail, little bubble dots.
Oh, God.
And then you got to put it back to the Scantron.
Okay. Is there going to be a survey about the difficulty of completing the This Is Americans Live survey? Anyway, oh, God, was this recording the whole time? Was the survey recording? Oh, God, flower. How do I... Flower. Agent.
1-800-FLOWERS, I see that you were trying to make a selection about your satisfaction, right. And you thought that it was a voicemail.
Here's the deal.
Sir, would you like this kicked up to my manager? It seems like you're very upset. We try to de-escalate as quickly as we can.
I want to say...
Now you're screaming, sir. Now your voice is very... It's upsetting to me.
I'm actually... The volume of my voice is low.
I feel unsafe.
Okay.
Here's the manager. How you can do that? Welcome to Flowers.
What?
Welcome to 1-800 fucking Flowers. What's your problem?
Where to begin? Well,
okay. Where to begin with you? I've been listening to the whole thing. I listen to everything.
You listen to
the... Yeah, I listen to the calls. It's my fucking job, bro. Nobody listens to me. That's why I can curse all I want, you piece of shit.
Do you have a manager that I can speak to?
I own the company.
You're Mr. Flowers?
My name is Mr. Mariposa, but yeah... Translated as flowers.
What? Who you got on the line?
Huh?
Tell him I'm your manager. Kick it over to me.
Are you going to talk to my boss?
yeah, I want to talk.
Ding dong, bing bing.
Yo, you got the zipper here. What the fuck's your problem? You got an issue?
The zipper?
Yeah. What's the problem here?
Wait a minute. I was going to complain about the zipper. What are you doing?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Thomas.
Thomas, you fucking stepped away from our... We were casing that place. You're like, I'm going to step away and make a phone call.
You know how long you've been gone? Like, where the fuck you been?
Of course we're going to start a side hustle.
Wait, what? Yeah, what do you... We've always had this side hustle.
We make the most of our time. If we ever have some downtime, yeah, we're going to tap in to do HR work for 1-800-FLOWERS.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, satellite jobs.
Yeah.
Well, who's casing the Geraldines?
I don't know. You're the one in charge of the casing.
Yeah, you brought us here, said, I wonder who could do the safe thing, and then you just disappeared to make a fucking phone call.
Yeah, I disappeared, and I said, you guys watch Geraldines while I'm gone.
We're still watching it. It hasn't left.
I gotta make money while I'm sitting here waiting for you.
Yeah.
You slow turtle.
You're Tortuga.
Tortuga, hey, you know,
put your head on a fucking turtle.
Tortuga from Breaking Bad?
Yeah, you like that? Yeah. I love that.
It's a great reference.
Such a good reference.
I love that reference.
I do it a lot. All right, what are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? I don't even know why the fuck I came here.
I'm just thinking about how much time I wasted thinking that I was talking to a flower company and sending flowers when I realized that I'm taking surveys, I'm talking to agents. I could have just...
Agent?
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
Agents?
What the fuck you talking about?
What the fuck you talking about?
No. Agents that work in customer service. Not FBI agents.
Oh, you mean like what we are?
What do you think I am, some kind of a rat?
Mice on steroids.
Yeah.
So I heard, I read that
in a rat suit.
They think I'm a rat. I repeat, they think I'm a rat. Barry, if you can hear this, they think I'm a rat. Barry, Special Agent Barry.
Yeah, I hear.
Barry.
Huh?
Barry, I was saying it into my lapel.
Yeah, and I'm saying it into your earpiece.
Well, I'm getting feedback. Can you turn one of them
now
off?
Now you calling your shirt Barry?
Yeah, what's up with that?
What the fuck is going on here?
Guys, hang tight.
Uh-huh.
1 second.
Benny,
okay.
Grab him.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Open his shirt.
Hey, give me that shit. Hey, I'll do it like he does. And now I'm opening your shirt.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that? What is it?
A tattoo.
A tattoo of what? A wire and it looks like a pair of iPods taped to your chest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
AirPods, I mean?
It is.
Oh, that's a tattoo of that. Then how come I can pull it?
Okay. Yeah.
It's a temporary tattoo, removable.
What?
I went to my niece's quinceañera. They had a painting, body painting. Temporary tattoos, and I had that put on.
Congratulations to your niece, by the way.
Thank you. Just did you send her a bouquet?
I don't know your niece.
Yeah.
All right?
I think it'd be very strange if you knew her niece.
I know. I felt it very odd that you knew mine, and now all of a sudden you're like, oh, do you hang out with my niece? Well, what kind of perv are you?
I just thought maybe nieces hung out with other nieces. You would come into contact with
this guy. Like a niece club?
I don't know.
In my eyes, he's wearing a wire.
I see how you could come to the conclusion that because I am wearing something that looks exactly like the kind of wires that the feds issue to their informants, and that I was talking into my temporary tattoo, I can see how you would think that I was an informant.
Give me that wire. Give it to me. Give it. Who am I talking to?
Oh, hey, you're on his wire.
Barry, don't tell him anything.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, Barry, on speaker.
Did I put it on speaker?
I put my temporary tattoo on speaker.
I want to talk to Barry.
All right, here you go.
Hello?
Who are you?
My name's Barry.
I got that part, stupid.
I'm a special agent for,
Barry?
1-800 Chocolate. They're trying to send you some chocolates because you've been such a good criminal.
Barry,
I'm a criminal.
They're not criminals.
Would you like to take a survey?
Agent Barry had to report to his boss in Quantico to tell him what happened to poor Thomas, who disappeared.
Barry, I'm going over all of this.
It's quite a case.
Can you break this down in like the simplest, easily consumable, easily listenable...
For both of us.
Sure.
...terms, please?
It seems that this guy Thomas was a little over his head, and he was working with criminals, and he didn't work out what his story was going to be before he went into it. Yeah. And then he would just sort of make snap decisions and step away, and then he wouldn't think of what to say once he came back. And so it was almost like a football he's kicking down the field trying to pick it up.
It's like a quality epilogue.
Yeah. So, your process is fascinating.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us. Act 2, the interview. Our special guest contributor, Brian Husky. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. How long have you been listening to the show?
I came to it maybe about halfway through your run. I had some people sort of recommend it to me. I always trust sort of word of mouth, and these people were, really sort of tapped into a lot of zeitgeist podcasts, and so I really felt like it spoke to me.
We've been doing it for a long time.
For me to go back and sort of go find all these archives, it's also a time capsule, like you're focusing on the first cell phone and,
I remember that.
Yeah, and then sort of, when smog inspection stations closed down, like these big moments in society, that these shifts.
We actually have that smog inspections one.
I've always been there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you in it?
We have that in the archives, when the smog stations close.
Yeah, because a family-run smog inspection empire, when that goes down, it's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking.
It's number...
Seven?
Yeah, sure.
The 15-minute inspection house, a family chain of different smog inspections across the Houston Metroplex area, shut down for only 2 days. People who needed to get their cars inspected and... the status of the smog of their own cars. We're just sitting there with their pockets in their hands.
Yeah, well, we've had this in our family for, what's it been, 3 years now?
Yeah, three years and 9 months this Tuesday.
Yeah, we don't want to, we want to say 4 years, but it's not 4 years yet.
Yeah,
but
it will be in 2 months and 1 week.
Yeah, but we didn't want to say that it was 4 years because we know you're a journalist and we don't want to be... And any gotcha journalism.
Yeah, we want to be factual for you.
And also, we want to be factual about we're closing down, but not for any kind of criminal reasons.
Right.
We really want to emphasize that.
Yeah, which...
Are you ever going to divulge to people why you decided to close down?
We'll divulge all the reasons that are not reasons why we closed down.
Yep.
Like, we'll say, we did not close down for criminal reasons.
Yeah, we'll...
We did not close down because...
Theft or future arson.
Right.
Like, if that happens in the future...
Yeah, we did not burn it for insurance money purposes because it got to be too much not having this place open for very long. We got mouths to feed. We did not try to cash in by burning the place down.
We do not have a gambling problem that is currently upending our existence.
Right.
Shortly after the interview, all four locations burned in a hellfire, and the two brothers, twin brother smog inspection, vanished out of the blue, leaving a lot of people with no smog inspection places to go to.
Yes, I would like to apply for a driver's license. I am not trying to get a new identity. I'm not fleeing the law.
I decided to accompany him to the DMV.
Sir, I can only help one of y'all. So who needs the ID and who does not?
I do not need it.
Okay, I do not have time for this. I am not a wordplay person. I am not a double entendre. If you are trying to pull some of that crap, you can take it right out of here right now, my friend.
Yeah, that was a great interview.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was really great.
I kind of like, it was a young me, very much of a Geraldo version of me.
I thought it was really interesting. And you did the last act on her.
Yeah.
Which is honestly, I mean, that there wasn't much to her. She was kind of just a woman who worked at the DMV.
She's always pissy.
Yeah. It got a little.
I shouldn't say that.
A little negative. So I don't want to give you it, but I love your work.
We have that too, by the way.
Of what?
The third act of that episode when you were talking, when you followed the DMV woman around.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to play it.
Yeah.
What? I'm serious. What?
Just trying to mic you up here.
I know you're...
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm just trying to...
I know, but I did not...
Can I get a check 1-2, please, right in there?
Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Sibilance. Sibilance, like in that SNL sketch about sound. I know what y'all do.
All right, Ari.
What?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're in my living room now. In my one evening off, I gave you my time, so let's do this interview.
Yeah, that was a very tough interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you included that stuff. It just didn't seem to...
I used to have a style back in the day where I just put everything that I recorded, I would just put it out there. You know, I just didn't really... I'm very much about transparency.
You've really grown and
oh, thank
evolved.
You.
It's great.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, wow. That's a good interview question.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
And now I live in Los Angeles.
I went to college in Charlotte.
You did?
I lived in Charlotte for 10 years.
Oh, my God. Where'd you live?
In Charlotte.
Ships passing in the night.
Yeah.
The Queen City.
You lived in New York before you moved here.
Yes. I was in, I moved there in 96.
Yeah.
And then I moved out here in 2006.
So you were in New York for 10 years.
10 years.
Good math. Did you enjoy your time there?
I did, and then I got exhausted with it. It's an exhausting city. It takes a lot of energy.
Right.
And I broke my toe because I kicked the wall after my car was broken into for the 7th time. And subways started to make me sad. So, and there was no more work there. All the work was out in L.A.
Tell us what?
Oh, I was going to say, there was no more work in New York.
All right.
What kind of work do you do?
Oh, I'm about to get there.
Oh, really? Seemed to take a while.
Tell us about the kind of work you do.
Oh, I'm an actor and a writer. Mainly an actor.
Have I seen you and stuff?
I don't know what you watch.
I watch all kinds of stuff. I watch a lot of old movies from the 1980s.
Yeah, I'm in most of those.
Tell us about what you've been working on now these days.
If you'll hit stop here and record.
Oh, sorry.
Do we...
Let me stop recording.
Okay. So when we're in this part, do I sort of talk about the reality, like the harsh reality we've all been through with a COVID and stuff, or do I steer away from that?
Give me a sample of what you...
Well, I would say the past year and a half, I haven't really been doing much. I've had my own podcast and stuff, but
right.
I got a podcast called Bald Talk.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. And then I've been auditioning. I did some commercials. I do voices for Bob's Burgers.
We'll do that. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So when you ask the question again.
Are you taking notes?
I don't have a pen.
Okay. Podcast, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. Auditioning, but you know, trying to generate work. I think that's it, you know. Okay.
Do you have any podcasts going on?
Oh, sure. I've got a podcast called Bald Talk. Let's just try that one again.
Okay.
I'd like a clean one.
Okay. Yeah,
just
okay.
And we'll just kind of, okay, go
ahead. Do you want me to be him? Do you want me to, do you want to run the lines with me?
Run, and then, okay. Use this audio okay. And then okay. We'll use your thing.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about.
Hey, can you not do it in his voice?
What is that? What the fuck is that? You've been doing impressions of me behind my back.
No, that's a new character I'm working.
I don't need the question. I'll just okay. Three, two, one. Oh, I have a podcast called Ball Talk. It's myself and Charlie Sanders, two bald comedians interview bald everybody. We've had actors, directors, musicians, wig makers. We just interview them about being bald, and then it kind of goes from there into their creative work and their insecurities and sort of the idea of like vanity and perception and stuff.
Are there any things that you discovered that you didn't know of other people's perspectives on being bald?
The big takeaway is that it's always a bigger hang up for you than anybody else in the whole world. And especially if you have a hang up about dating, women do not give a F. They really don't.
Wow.
So take that away if you're listening and you're bald. It's fine. It's totally fine. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. You just want to fucking leave?
I guess, I don't know. It seemed like it was just...
You think I'm aggressive?
You do get very close to people's face when you talk to them.
I like to make sure that they can hear every word that comes out of my mouth.
I know.
We have headphones and microphones.
Yeah, that's what the mic's for. I mean, we're literally both on your mic. So, you started on the other side of the room. You are now over... with me. Listen, I don't want to mess up what you guys have. It's just
nice, dude.
Just some feedback. If you guys were to make a survey available to me, I would take it and give some feedback, but you know.
All right.
We actually have that survey.
No, we don't.
We have a line, a phone number.
I have to press a button now.
Well, you have to press several buttons because you have to dial the number.
Wait, what is this again?
It's 1-800.
Oh, the 1-800.
This is American's Live Survey.
This is American's Life.
Gonna run out of numbers, right? It's like way too many.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, guys. My phone's ringing. Hold on. Thank you for calling. This is American's Live customer service. This is Andy, the producer. Can I?
Are you taking the survey for me? I feel like I should take the survey.
You take the survey.
Would you get away from my mic so I can take the survey, please?
Yeah.
Please, right. Just for this one moment.
I'll step away for like a second.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, hi.
Hi, Brian?
Yes.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Hey.
You're calling the survey line?
Yeah, I just wanted to give some feedback on the interview section.
Okay, how's it going so far? Are you enjoying it?
I mean, yeah, there's some problems. I mean, I feel like there's some elements to it that I'm not totally psyched about. Like he gets a little close, and and I felt like when you ask open-ended questions, like tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to? Well,
can you hang on?
Gluten-free.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can you hang on just 1 second? I'm getting another call. One second, please.
All right.
Hey, Ari, I've got Brian on the survey.
Yeah, I know.
He's saying that...
I can see you talking to him.
Oh.
I can turn around if it's...
Yeah, could you do me a favor and just turn around real quick?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up?
Yeah, he's on the phone. He's bitching again about...
Again?
This is what he sounds like right now.
He's sitting too close to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to turn back around. You guys gave me the option. Like I just said, is there a survey? And so you're letting me do a survey.
Yeah.
But now you're sort of offended that I'm.
Yeah. Do you understand how this is just weird?
If you have a survey about your survey, I would give some feedback on that.
What? As a matter of fact,
we're going to end it on this.
We actually have 1-800. This is America's Life survey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's calling it?
I'll do it. I have a new phone. I want to.
You're going to call it.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a voice thing. 1-800. This in a. Oh shit. Hold on. Okay, now it's calling the wrong number. 1-800, this is American's Live Survey.
I'm sorry, did you mean 1-800, this is American's Live Survey?
No, Survey.
I'm sorry, did you mean this is American's Live Survey?
I think it might be confusing the phone because we say survey twice.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to hang up.
Yeah, let me make another call. I'm going to call the survey real quick. Dialing it now.
Hey guys, 1 second, my phone's ringing.
Sure.
I'm going to grab it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling the This is American's Live Survey line. This is Andy. How can I help you? How was your, how's it going, Ari?
Would love it if you just let me start talking at some point.
Oh, okay.
I have a problem with my producer. Can I tell you what it is?
He's too great.
He's too great.
He's too funny.
He keeps asking me to play different parts of the archives and you know how many tapes we have in the archives?
Yeah.
Thousands, right?
Uh-huh.
And then now we've got to end on this.
Ari, I'm sorry. I got to put you on hold real quick. I'm getting a call. 1 second. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
You know who's on the phone? Ari's on the phone.
Oh, really?
And he's like,
this is Ari.
Oh, my God.
This is Ari. If he went.
Ari, I don't like what he's doing. You do it. I don't like producer Andy.
He sounds like a dying librarian or something.
Ari, what are you doing here?
Oh.
I've been here the whole time.
Oh.
Is listening to your garbage bullshit.
I'm really sorry. I think I caused a problem in this, and I apologize.
It's no problem. Just like the thing is that I do my best to move these bits along.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my producer gets a little archive crazy, and then we start dipping into things, and then all of a sudden we have no time for nothing.
I don't really like the way that you're talking. I'm going to call the survey.
Here we go again.
Hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello? Hey, it's me. Hey, what's up? Well, Ari is kind of being a dick right now to you. I know. Okay. Well, bye. 0 stars.
Guest contributor Brian Husky.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah. Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us. Act 3. While all her friends were positive that Mary had a sixth sense, she knew that she had a seventh sense. It was a tingling sense, kind of helped her see things in a different dimension. She was a new kind of psychic.
You know what? I think you have what I like to call a seventh sense.
Are you serious?
I do. I am. I do am serious.
You do am serious.
I am serious all day long and then rest of the day at the nighttime.
I've had so many people say that there's something about me that I have an energy that they can really, that radiates. And I know my mama had this special ability. She knew when the milk was about to go bad. She knew it before it happened. She wouldn't even look at the date. She'd just say, milk gone bad. And sure enough, we wouldn't drink it.
Wait a second.
What?
Your mama was the milk gone bad lady?
Yeah, she was the milk seer.
She was?
She's the milk seer of Galveston.
Oh my God. I didn't know that I was amongst royalty
right
now. Yeah.
Stop. You're making me blush.
I wrote my college thesis on your mother.
Are you serious?
I did, on the milk seer.
I didn't know that her reach was that far.
She was. Excuse me. It is.
All right.
The milk seer had been seeing the future of milk since the early 90s. She was very popular. She had a 976 number she'd put on commercials that would air late time at night.
You feel like your milk's about to go bad?
I am.
Well, let me hold the carton. No, sweetheart, you got another week of milk on that one.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
But I have to leave you with this.
What?
If this milk is left towards the front of the fridge.
Right.
Away from the ventilation that cools it.
Right.
You're going to have half a day left. And if you want a full week, you got to put it towards the back. If you do not heed my words, well, you will have 6.5 days of milk.
She wasn't the only one who had a future knowing of dairy products. There was also the cheese seer.
See, the thing with the cheese is you want if you get Tuesday.
Just tell me.
Tuesday.
Tuesday what?
Tuesday is when it's going to go bad.
So we can't eat it after Tuesday?
Yeah, after Tuesday, you're done with it. I'm not understanding what's so confusing about this.
We just bought this cheese.
Yeah, just bought it.
We just bought this cheese.
Literally just bought it.
Sounds like something that you might want to take up with the customer service at the grocery store where you bought it, because they probably should not be selling cheese that is so close to its expiration date.
Okay, so after Tuesday it's done?
Yes, after Tuesday it's done.
Is there any way to make it preserve it? The milk lady used to tell us where to put the milk in the fridge.
Where do we put it in
the
fridge?
What do you want from me? What do you want from me? I don't know. That's the date. Eat the cheese or don't eat the cheese. What do you want?
You know what? You know what?
You're expecting a little bit more out of me than I'm willing to give to you.
He was an accidental medium. Didn't really want to have his job. People would just bring blocks of cheese to him, and he would just begrudgingly tell him when it was going to go bad. He was just always pissed about it.
I don't know. The date on this Gorgonzola clearly says in 2 weeks. So what else are you wanting me to do?
I can read the date, okay? I want to know, much like the milk seer, what the essence of the cheese, when the essence will pass.
I don't know. Open it up. Smell it. What? I don't understand. How?
We drove 12 hours for this.
But he's right. Smell it.
I don't like Gorgonzola to start with. What are we doing? What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know.
Even though he would just tell people to fuck off, people would just keep coming.
I'm not understanding what all of you people want. Look at the cheese. Smell it. If it smells bad, don't eat it. If it's past the date, don't eat it. What is with the line of cars? Turn around! I can't do anything more for you!
I'm trying to put together a deli tray for my boss, and I can't risk any cheeses going bad! Don't you fucking see what this is about, man? This is about my life!
Buy the one with the latest date on it!
epilogue.
And that's why my mama sort of faded from popularity, because of the cheese guy. He undermined her whole craft and her vision, and it was just gone.
Is there anything, is there any kind of food product or something that you feel like you have, you can see the future of?
Is this a job interview? I'm so nervous all of a sudden. Before, I was talking to a young lady who's doing a doctoral piece on my mama. Now, how'd I get in this office?
I'm from the Paranormal Investigations Group, and I'm sorry I interrupted the interview. It was really rude of me. I apologize.
You chloroformed me real fast. I didn't know how I ended up in here.
Do you feel like you can see the future of other produce by chance?
If it'll get me out of this creepy room, yes. I mean, what do you want from me? I will go undercover for you guys. I do not care. It does not matter. I'll wear a wire. I do not give a shit. I do not like offices like this. Hi, I'm Barry. I'm your supervisor for this upcoming case. I'm very excited to work with you, so you can tell when lettuce goes bad.
Barry, they have a knife to my neck. Barry, what are you doing? Where are you?
I'm sorry.
Barry, they're killing me. Barry!
This is very confusing.
We'll work it out.
We'll work it out. It was the first time Andy, the producer, had produced himself into a hole. Only time would tell if he could figure the episode out.
That was the last we ever saw of him.
For producer Andy and our special guest contributor, Brian Husky, I am your host, Ari, and this is Americans Live. Join us next time.
This is Americans Live can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find This Is Americans Live on Instagram @ThisIsAmericansLive and on Twitter @AmericansLive.